Now, listen, I've got a great idea. Because it's Friday night, and it's getting a little chilly, I thought, why not have a guest who's sensational and sexy and attractive? And then everybody here was like, Craig, that would make all the other shows look out of place. But... or they said, Craig, you'll never get William Shatner at such short notice. But we've gone even better. Please welcome my first guest tonight, one of my favourite guests of all time ever in the history of this show, the lovely Olivia Munn, everybody. Olivia. To see you, I haven't seen you in forever.
It feels like forever. Every minute apart feels like forever.
Well, you know, it tears me apart though when you're not here, because when you come out and you wear exactly the same clothes as you had on last time.
No, this is actually, it's more of an ivory. The other one was more of a gray.
Oh. Do you enjoy the song Ebony and Ivory?
Actually, I don't really. Oh. I think it was overplayed. I really don't.
Well, we can't be friends anymore.
What?
No,
like,
I'm
you
kidding.
Love it that much?
No, I liked it a little bit. I like the, you know, piano, keyboard,
name
oh, Lord.
Song. Huh? I like that song. Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me.
I don't think I know that song. I thought we knew each other. It's okay. It's okay. No, it's
wait,
all right.
Do you know? Boom, 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 boom. Tell me what you're gonna do when there ain't nowhere to run. When judgment comes for you. Let's all give it up for Wally. Easy sees Uncle Charlie. Little Boosie comes. You know when you mentioned.
No. I got one. Zim, bam, boo, zam, a lam, la, boo. There's freedom in Jesus Christ. Do you know that one?
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above.
All right, here's one. This is one that I grew up with going to school in Scotland, right? In the bleak midwinter. They made us sing that, and then they beat us and made us work up chimneys.
I was in a military family, so what...
You were in a military family?
My ex-stepfather was Air Force, and we... Right. Yes. And we lived in Utah once, and in kindergarten, my teacher, every day we had to sing the Utah anthem, but then also we had to follow that up with, I believe the children are our future.
Teach them well, and they will find your warrior possess inside. Yeah! When it's time to testify, I don't hold back, I tell you.
You gave it back to the maker.
How have you been?
I've been really great. You know, you were talking about Will Shatner. Unfortunately, you're right, couldn't be here.
Yeah.
You know, the first time I ever met William Shatner, you know what he said to me? He said, he's like, hi, nice to meet you. And then he turned to my friend and goes, you know, if she were an escort, she'd be an expensive one.
You know... I had a very similar thought about you when I first met you. I thought, if she were an escort, I can't afford her, I thought.
I chose to take it as a compliment.
It is a great compliment. It's the highest compliment Shatner can give. It's the number one Shatner compliment. He loves things. Can I ask you a question?
Please.
What's the perfume you're wearing?
It's two sprays that I put together, and I actually don't tell people what it is.
Okay.
But it's a flower and it's a fruit, and I put them together.
It's an intoxication which leaves me breathless, is what it is.
If you were to describe it, how would you describe it? I always ask people.
If it was, I would think, if I smelled that, I'd go, if that smell is on a prostitute, it would be an expensive prostitute. No, it's a lovely, it's a very nice smell. You know what it is? It's kind of... God, it's probably best if I move on to a different area.
Well, you're here in LA. Do you like LA more?
Well, sorry, I drifted there for a bit. What'd you say?
But you're here in LA. Do you like LA more than New York now?
No, I'm kind of it's chicken and fish. It's apples and pears. It's you know, men, sex with men or sex with ladies. It's, you know. I'm European originally.
Well, then, I guess it's okay.
No, I don't.
It's not cheating if it's in the.
Tutti frutti. It's the second night of sweeps. This is the night when America is watching.
Should I just leave?
No, no, you're fine. And actually, to be fair, that's true.
No, it's not.
No, it depends. I don't know. Do you have a husband or a boyfriend or something?
Nope, nobody loves me.
Oh, I don't think that's true. I think knock it off. I think that perhaps you're very picky. Is that what it is?
Well, no. I think that of the recent guys I've dated, I think that when you see their behavior, you realize I'm not so picky because they kind of turn into jerks, and you're like, oh, I guess I like jerks.
Really?
Yeah, what I find is that they're awesome the first date, second date, and by the third date, they're just not nice. They're not cool. And a lot of them want me to, like, not work anymore, which I actually would
say. By the third date, they want you to not work?
The first date with this one guy I went on a date with not that long ago, he wanted me, he told me first date that he's ready to have kids, like now.
That's a little needy.
Yeah. Yeah, and my uterus just shriveled up and ran away.
It's uterus, not uteru. No, it's not my joke. It's not my joke. It's not my joke. I saw it in The Simpsons. It's not my joke.
But I like that it may not be your joke, but it's something that it seems like it's very, like, a very powerful statement for you. Very empowering.
No, I don't mean that a little bit. I mean it a little bit. All right. So what, he wanted to have babies on the first day?
Maybe. Well, he just said he's ready for a relationship and all that right away. And I think that what's frustrating is, like, when you date, sometimes we guys think that just because you're the girl and, like, just because I go on a date with you or kiss you or have sex with you, that all of a sudden I want to be with you forever because...
I just fainted inside.
The guys think that because they think, oh, you're the girl and I'm the guy. And I just... The thing is that sometimes you're the girl and I'm the guy. That's just how it is sometimes. Like, I don't really want to... Sometimes I just need you to... Sometimes you just want them to be quiet. Be like, shh, stop talking so much. Look, be pretty.
I love you. You did it to me, too! You did, you made me needy.
Oh.
I think what happens is, met with that, certain men will go, what the hell, how do I behave here?
Well, what they end up doing is they try to make me feel bad about myself instead, like, you know, try to put you down, so then in the end they're like, oh, I need you to make me feel better, and I just go, oh, not playing that game.
Yeah, well spotted.
I will not.
We get together at guy clubs and, you know,
you guys all
men aren't that complicated. We don't think of that. We're
guys
just like...
guys are more complicated. Sorry, I was pointing. guys are more manipulative than people think, and I think this. I think all guys can't wait to have a girlfriend because they really, really love to have the girl that's there and have the best friend, and guys are more needy, and they start to play these games, and they're just like, I'm the one who just throws my clubs down and walk away. I'm like, I don't want to play. I won't play.
You're the most awesome girl in the world.
Well,
you shouldn't feel bad about yourself at all. You're awesome.
I don't, just at night when I'm alone.
Yeah, I know, I get that feeling too sometimes. All right, so listen, we're out of time. What do you fancy? Awkward pause, mouth organ, or glittery ball? Or win big cash prize?
Awkward pause, please.
Awkward pause, you say, eh? Well, care to add a subtext?
Do you want me to add it, or would you like to add it?
Yeah, it's your awkward pause.
Okay. The subtext would be,
it's great you led us into the awkward pause by thinking about the subtext.
I got so nervous.
That's good. That's
in a subtext.
Are you doing the subtext? Is this like a double bluff? Because that is genius. If you're doing that, that's crazy good.
No, I get weird. Like, I can be like this, and all of a sudden, when somebody asks me to say one specific thing, I can't.
All right, that's okay. I'll add an awkward pause subtext. My go-to subtext, which is, I'm trying to sneak a look at your breasts, and you catch me.
Okay.
I don't care, I saw him. Love you, man, everybody.